It's no coincidence that Echad, which is 13, is the same gematria as Ava, which is 13. Meaning an awareness of this Yichud Hashem, of the perfect unity of Hashem, is meant to bring us to this deep love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is that this love for Hashem is above and beyond any possible love we could have for anything else. In fact, the pasuk says in Tilim Samach Gimel, Beis, Kamel Chabasari, my soul longs for you. But Rashi explains the word Kama as Lashon Taiva. It's a Lashon of desire. Ve'en L'dimyon, which on simple level means there's no other use of Tanakh. No, in Tanakh, there's no other use of the word in this way. The Baal Shem Tov says, Ein L'dimyon means that this love that a Jew has for Hashem is nothing comparable to it. Even the biggest Baal Taiva, person that desires something in the physical world and really, really desires it, cannot come close to the love that a Jew has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein L'dimyon. It's the greatest love. And therefore, this is what we're meant to feel as we say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Va'ahavta, is to fill ourselves with love for Hashem. Question is, how do you do it? So, you can't love that which you don't know. And the Rambam is explicit from Chazal that the way to love Hashem is through learning His Torah. Because you cannot love that which you don't know. How do you get to know Hashem? Through His Torah. Through the revelation of His will. Through understanding His mind, so to speak. The more you understand the mind of the other, the thought process of the other, the closer you can draw yourself to them, the more you understand what's important to them, you can make it important to you. And you can fulfill their will because it's important to you. But it comes from knowledge, it comes from awareness. It's not just some fluffy type of feeling. It's a deep-seated emotional state that comes from knowledge of the other. That comes through Torah. Or as the Rambam also says, it can come through being yisbonin on the Bria, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible world. Both of those are tools to lead us to Avos Hashem. To stop, to think, to appreciate, to be overwhelmed with a love for Hashem. It's important to stop to think about these things. Because if we don't, we run through life. We miss what it's all about. So we have to know that which we're meant to love, appreciate Hashem, and feel overwhelmed by His goodness to the point of feeling an incredible amount of love for Himself.